Hi, this is Dr. Sani SAI, and I'm getting notes from Aventura Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is November 7, 2023. First one is history and physical on Virginia, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-A, last name is Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, in brackets, date of birth, 11-14-1964. This is a 58-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Initially, she had pneumonia and then was found to have bacterial endocarditis and then had open heart surgery and now is on IV antibiotics for 4 weeks. She is feeling better. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, morbid obesity, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, anemia, family history is non-contributory, social history, denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, and non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, acute endocarditis, anemia, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, depression. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was hospitalized and then needed to be transferred to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with the nursing and rehab team. She is on IV antibiotics as suggested by infectious disease specialist. Her pain is controlled. She's eating well. She is on DVT prophylaxis. Next one is Anna, A-N-A, last name is Gill, G-I-L, in brackets, date of birth, 3-19-1969. This is 54-year-old female who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She had exploratory laparotomy, and she has ileostomy and colostomy for metastatic endometrial cancer. She is feeling better. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever, or chills. Past medical history is significant for morbid obesity, type 2 diabetes, endometrial cancer, family history is non-contributory, social history, no smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT head is atomatic, normal, cephalic, pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, fair air entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft. There are sutures from recent surgery in addition to ileostomy and colostomy tube. Extremities 1 plus pulmonary edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Recent exploratory laparotomy for endometrial cancer needing hysterectomy, ileostomy, colostomy, type 2 diabetes, morbid obesity, depression, anemia. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which she was admitted to the hospital and then subsequently transferred to skilled nursing facility because of her inability to take care of herself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, imaging, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Her pain is under control. She does see oncologist as well. We'll continue to watch her closely. Next one is Tereso, T-E-R-E-S-O, Medina, M-E-D-I-N-A, Lara, L-A-R-A, in brackets, date of birth 10/14/1941. This is 82-year-old male who was admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He had CHF, pneumonia, and hypoxia. Now is starting to feel better. He denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, CHF, cardiomyopathy, protein calorie malnutrition, osteoarthritis. Family history is non-contributory, social history. Denies smoking, drinking, or any drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable, HG, anti head is 8, meric normal, cephalic, pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry with few scattered crackles, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, pneumonia, comma, chronic systolic and diastolic CHF, comma, emphysema, comma, generalized weakness, comma, severe protein calorie malnutrition. Plan same. Patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then was transferred to a skilled nursing facility because he was not able to take care of himself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. He is on diuretics. His breathing is better. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. Encouraged him to eat more. PT is seeing him as well. Next history and physical is on David, DAVID, last name Young, YOUNG, in brackets, date of birth 9/19/1961. This is 62-year-old male who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because he was not able to take care of himself. He had generalized weakness because of untreated hypertension and type 2 diabetes. He doesn't go to the doctors. He is very non-compliant. He smokes 1 to 2 packs a day. He drinks alcohol daily. He denies any drug abuse, allergies, none. Family history is non-contributory, social history, smoking 1 to 2 packs a day, drinks alcohol every day, he lives alone, medications none, physical exam, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable, HG, anti head is 8, meric normal, cephalic, pupils are equiractal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pilar edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, type 2 diabetes, comma, generalized weakness, comma, anxiety, comma, smoking and alcoholism. Plan same, patient had acute life-threatening event for which he was hospitalized and then transferred here because of his inability to take care of himself. Significant amount of time, more than 50 minutes, was spent reviewing patient's medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, comma, reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. His blood sugars are better controlled, encouraged him to quit smoking and drinking completely and follow up with his doctors. He has different ideas of taking care of his illness without going to any doctor. Next is a progress note on Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, last name is Paul, P-A-U-L, in brackets, date of birth, 5/18/1950, S-same, R-O-S-same, O-same, assessment plan, NIDDM, comma, hypertension, comma, alcoholic liver disease with ascites, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, anxiety and depression, comma, generalized weakness. Plan same, patient is starting to feel better. She is feeling stronger, but she is still in wheelchair and her blood sugars and blood pressure is controlled. She's eating well. Next one is progress note on Bonnie, Bonnie, last name is Fraser, Fraser, in brackets, date of birth 7/14/1953, same assessment plan, COPD, hypertension, anxiety, tracheostomy, cancer plan, same, renewed her all the narcotic prescriptions, advised her to see her pain management doctor for further medications. She will be going home soon. Her breathing is okay. She's eating okay. Next one is Leatrice, Leatrice, last name is Ennis, Ennis, in brackets, date of birth 6/27/1927. Same, assessment plan, hypertension, anemia, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia plan, same, patient is improving slowly. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. She feels very weak because of advanced age. She probably will be going home soon. This was discussed with patient's daughter. Next one is Carrie, C-A-R-Y, last name is Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, in brackets, date of birth 5/21/1950, same, assessment plan, hypertension, osteoarthritis, dyspepsia, recent hip surgery plan, same, patient was advised to cut down on narcotics and give her Tylenol or Advil as needed. He is doing better with physical therapy. Next one is Dora, D-O-R-A, last name is Gravel, G-R-A-V-E-L, in brackets, date of birth 12/20/1972, same, assessment plan. Tinea corporis, morbid obesity, osteoarthritis, right arm fracture plan, same, will give her nystatin for her skin folds because of morbid obesity and big abdominal folds. She was seen by orthopedist and her cast was changed to her right arm, encouraged her to lose weight. Next one is Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E, last name is Lessentine, L-E-S-S-E-N-T-I-N-E, in brackets, date of birth 2/24/1949, same, assessment plan, hypertension, osteoarthritis, left femur fracture, constipation plan, same, patient is doing better, and she will be seeing orthopedist in couple days. She's eating good. Her bowel movements are better now. Next one is Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Last name is Nowakowski, N-O-W-A-K-O-W-S-K-I. In brackets, date of birth 9/11/1951. Same, patient is complaining of diarrhea, ROS, same, same assessment plan. Diarrhea, anxiety, IBS, osteoarthritis plan, same, patient was seen in the emergency room because he thought there was a toothpick in his food and everything was unremarkable. He is not taking any stool softeners or laxatives. We'll continue to monitor it closely because the nursing staff doesn't think he has diarrhea. Next one is Idefonso, I-D-E-F-O-N-S-O, last name is Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S, in brackets, date of birth 2/10/1952, under hospice, same, ROS, same, same assessment plan, shortness of breath, pulmonary fibrosis, anxiety, anemia plan, same, patient is refusing to take medications, he is comfortable, he is seen by hospice staff. End of dictation. They start sending SAINI.